Hello, and welcome to Church and Main. And this is actually an experiment. I am wanting just to see what would happen if I take some of the recent interviews that I've done and maybe take out a 10-minute clip to make that a podcast and for it to see what happens. And so this is kind of the first of the experiment that I'm kind of calling Church in Maine Shorts. I don't have a better name for it. I really tried. And tell me what you think about it. You can check it out at churchinmaine.org. This first one is from a friend of mine, Paul Moore. He is a Presbyterian pastor. And back in December of 2023, I talked to him about how mainline churches can grow. And so he actually, in this quote, which is about this soundbite, which is about 8 minutes, he kind of gave his explanation as to why he thinks, especially in his denomination, that hasn't happened, but also provides how it can happen, how churches, even in mainline churches, can grow. And I will put the link to the full interview if you are interested in the show notes so that you can give it a listen. But let me know how you what you think about this short. And I still have a few others that are in the pipeline that will be coming out soon. So I hope you enjoy this bonus episode, and I'll talk to you soon. And this is Dennis Sanders.
Yeah, so what concerns me about that is it just feels to me, and again, I'm not really trying to poke anybody or poke the bear, if there is a bear. But I just think that we as Presbyterians have come to accept that as our reality. And there doesn't seem to be this impetus to change it. And that's what is frustrating. Now, if we were a business, nobody would accept this. Because, you know, and I'm not calling for this, but I mean, you know, the CEO and the board, they'd get fired immediately. But we, I think, as Presbyterians have come to accept our decline. And, you know, we might make fun of it or make jokes or, and I mean, it's a very big thing to reverse the decline, but I'd love to be a voice for growth in the Presbyterian PCUSA. You know, my focus is on Channel Lakes. And that's where we're trying to grow. And we are growing. But that's, it just doesn't seem to resonate, this kind of clarion call for, we need to grow.
Why do you think that is? Because it's not just a Presbyterian thing. I see that in my own denomination, and I see that across many other, especially mainline Protestant denominations. Why do you think?
I think that, many people who are much smarter than me have written a lot more about this. So I just share my perspectives as a frontline pastor. And I want to say everything I do with a sense of humility, but I think we've just come to accept it, that this is our reality. So why do we accept that? Because I don't think we really know what to do. And I think that we've kind of accepted the secularism, I'm not finding the right word, but how our culture is moving to a more secular society, even though there are many churches who are growing. And there are many denominations, I don't know many, but there are denominations who are growing. And I just don't think we know what to do because it's really hard work. So I don't know. I don't know why we accept it, but I just think that we have. And I mean, I can speak on my church. You know, if that happened to my church, First of all, I'd get fired. Well, maybe I can hang on to my job, but I highly doubt it. So, you know, we haven't had fantastic growth at Chain of Lakes. I mean, we average, you know, we started from scratch 14 years ago. We average, you know, 65 to 70, but on a Sunday. But if you came here, you would, and again, I say this without humility. No, there's no pride. but if you came here, you would experience a great sense of vibrancy and energy and a lot of ministry, and people's lives are being touched. And it's really exciting. And I think that we're at Chain of Lakes, actually, we're on the precipice for some significant growth. I think we're going to. And I'm really excited about that. So anyway, I feel like I'm kind of ranting or drifting, but
no. But I think, you know, the other side of that is the concept of church growth, and you even shared this, seems to also be something that people are wary of. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because a couple of things. So our denomination is more on the left side, and so those folks who are on the left don't really think that church growth is all that important. And, you know, they certainly don't worry about people's, well, I'm projecting, but it doesn't seem that there's a great sense of concern about like somebody's salvation. And we don't want to be like a Billy Graham type of place where, you know, you have to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior immediately and, you know, convert, or you're going to go to hell. So I think that those are a number of reasons that I think that we haven't done a great job at growing, and I've just kind of come to accept it.
So one of the things in your second blog post that you talked about was about growing young.
Yeah.
And you kind of had this interesting proposal that in some ways you're kind of living out at Chain of Lakes.
Yeah.
Is to focus on youth and family.
Yes.
And you even noted that, you know, earlier when you talked about Westminster and Worthington, that there weren't any kids there.
Right.
What is so special about focusing on youth and family, and how is that the key to growth?
Because that's where a lot of vibrancy has to come. Because we're a congregation, we're a denomination that's old and elderly. And, you know, and people have been talking about this for a long time. And there are a lot of people who are doing really good work on youth and children's ministry. So again, I'm not trying to poke the bear. But we have to get young. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that out. We have to do that. And I think part of the frustration is we've had a significant focus within our wider denomination on Matthew 25. Kind of a social justice movement. And I think that's wonderful to focus on social justice ministries. And we've done that at Chain of Lakes a lot. In fact, we're known for that in the wider community. And I was just throwing out, because I'm a, you know, one of my gifts, I don't know if it's a spiritual gift, but one of my gifts is kind of vision and dreaming about the future. So what if we intentionally try to get young? And tried to really focus for 5 years on getting young, relating to youth, relating to children, and growing in that ministry, relating to families. Now, that's not going to work everywhere. I get that. I think if you accept the fact that there's a lot of people who aren't going to church, even in places that aren't growing, there are many young people who aren't going to church. So I think that, and I think it's very hard. I don't think it's easy. Like the church that I served before in Plainview, Minnesota, when I came there, we had hardly any kids when I first came there. And when I left, we had, I think, 30 to 40.